Hello, IROC Space Radio listeners. This is Top 10 Questions with the Top Guns of our Space Industry, where we interview today's movers and shakers launching the space industry into tomorrow's new horizons. I'm Ashley First, giving you a first look at the space industry's who's who. We'd like to welcome this month's featured inaugural guest to open our docu-series. Hello, who in the space world are you?
I'm Nick, and I'm a PDM analyst.
And where are you a product data management analyst?
I work for one of the major billionaires in the space industry.
Okay, well, that could very well be anyone from Elon Musk's SpaceX to Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic to Jeff Bezos's Blue Origin.
Exactly.
Guess we'll just have to let IROC Space Radio listeners decide. Okay, Nick, so what does that mean? What does a space PDM analyst do all day?
I work with PLM system known as Team Center to track the different rocket configurations and how they change and how we control that data, because rockets are thousands of components and you have to not only manage how that fits together, but also how changes affect the whole rocket between revisions.
Interesting. And what's the best part of your job?
I would say the best part of my job is the different challenges that we face in the field. It's not always easy, and it's a very collaborative environment to put on your hat and figure new things out.
Excellent. Now, how did you get your start into the space industry?
I actually fell into the industry by accident. I was working as a computer programmer, and then there was an open PLM job in the automotive field. So I learned the same software that we use in aerospace by automotive companies, learning how to manage and configure that software that then led me into aerospace.
So you learned how to drive before you could fly. When did you know you were good at this PLM and wanted to do it for a living?
Yeah, that's a good question. I was pretty good at it right from the beginning stages of my career. I used to joke, I'd be really good at this if I could commit to it. So then eventually I just committed to it.
Wonderful. Now, Nick, seeing how imperative your job is to a successful liftoff, do you have any pre-launch rituals the day of the big show? The one moment all your coding boils down to?
I personally don't have any pre-launch rituals apart from excitement and eagerness and hopeful that we stay on the launch window.
I think excitement and hopefulness might not be rituals, but are essential pre-launch attitudes to have and imbue upon your team.
I try my best.
All right, Nick, you may be accustomed to the immense pressures of working for a space billionaire, but now it's time to buckle up and prepare for liftoff as we launch you into the orbit of our rapid-fire fill-in-the-blank questions. Here we go. At work, I'm known for...
I'd say problem-solving.
Nice. My advice for tomorrow's generation looking to do what I do is...
Dive into the material in a test environment and just give it a go. It's a very kind of niche field right now. There's a lot of need for it and not a lot of people with that experience, so.
Excellent advice. And I'd like to be remembered for...
being passionate and driven to achieve results.
Love it. All right, here's our last fill in the blank. The music that gets me rocking and I want to hear on IROC Space Radio is...
I love all music. Me and my daughters, we listen to like everything from like rock to pop, and I'd say anything that has a good beat that we can dance to.
Hey, if you love everything, IROC Space Radio probably has some good space jams for you. Thank you so much for joining us today, Nick.
Thank you.
This has been IROC Space Radio's Top 10 Questions with the Top Guns of our Space Industry, interviewing today's movers and shakers, launching the space industry into tomorrow's new horizons. I'm Ashley First, and I've given you a first look at the space industry's who's who.